The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome, everyone. We'll go ahead and start with the sitting. And today, I'd like to offer a little bit of a guided meditation in what I sometimes call receptive awareness. This is a style of practice where, rather than choosing what we attend to, such as picking an object like the breath or the body or hearing, and allowing the attention to rest there, instead we kind of settle back and receive what is already happening. So mindfulness as a factor of function in our minds works both in conjunction with a directed attention, so we can choose to direct our attention and attend to something in particular, like the breath, or we can essentially settle back and allow the processes of body and mind to choose what to attend to. It's kind of in a way like I sometimes give the analogy with receptive awareness, that it's kind of like the breath in a way, that we can consciously choose to breathe. We can breathe in, say, okay, I'm going to breathe in, and we can breathe in. So we can control the breathing in that way. We can aim the attention and choose when to breathe in and when to breathe out. But we can also let go of that. We don't have to consciously remember to breathe. It will happen. And the mindfulness can function like that. We do not have to, mindfulness does not require us to be choosing something in order to be mindful. This is something that I had to learn. I thought that if I wasn't choosing what to be mindful of, I was not being mindful. And so there's a little bit of a learning process in terms of recognizing when we are mindful, when we're not choosing the object of experience. And so the guided meditation I'll offer will actually start with a little bit of directed attention and explore what it means to receive that experience instead of kind of trying to look at anything about it. And then we'll broaden out to the place where we are simply kind of settled back, letting go of choosing any particular object of experience, and receiving, just receiving. This form of meditation practice, and I think all forms of meditation practice, are supported by relaxation. So we'll start there, actually, with a little bit of guiding the attention through the body and exploring a relaxation of body, and then we'll move into exploring the receptive awareness practice. And so we'll begin with some relaxation. Checking into your body and seeing if there are places in the body that are holding tension, and seeing if there can be a relaxation of the body. It can be helpful to do this in a kind of a systematic way. Perhaps starting with the head and face, seeing if the head and face can relax. Relaxing across the brow, around the eyes, the crown of the head, the back of the head, the jaw, Relaxing the neck and shoulders. Seeing if perhaps the arms and hands can soften, relax. Relaxing the chest and upper back, all of those muscles around the rib cage. Sometimes as I notice this area and relax those muscles, very naturally a deeper breath happens. And that deeper breath can sometimes support even more relaxation of those muscles. Relaxing the stomach, across the muscles across the stomach and the abdomen, the middle and lower back. Relaxing the hips. The legs, feet. And then sometimes it's also possible, it's not always available, but sometimes it's possible to explore a relaxation more deeply in the core of the body. So as I name some areas more deeply inside the body, just see, just touching into those areas and seeing if there's an invitation, if the body is willing to accept the invitation to soften. So maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. One of the benefits of the body relaxing is that it supports, it creates conditions that support the mind to be able to relax. So maybe too, the mind can relax a little bit. Letting go of mental tension that might pull you into thoughts of past or future. Sometimes Gill uses a lovely analogy about relaxing the mind. He says, as if the brain were a muscle, maybe the brain can relax. And from this place of whatever relaxation is available in this moment. Allowing, exploring the possibility of receiving the breath, letting the breath come to you. No need to see anything in detail or notice anything in particular about the breath. This breathing is happening. Awareness can receive that. In a very light, simple way, kind of settling back, with the sense of not looking at or trying to find anything, but just willing to receive the breath, however it is offered in this moment. One of the basic instructions for mindfulness of breathing. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Aware of breathing in. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out. Simple, simple instruction. Aware while breathing. As we explore receiving the breath, there also may be other experiences that are revealed by awareness at the same time. While breathing, perhaps there's also awareness of a broader sense of the body. A relaxed body and mind support this kind of attention. And perhaps too, while aware of receiving the breath and maybe also some sense of the broader experience of the body. Aware that hearing is happening. You've been possibly taking in the sound of my voice this whole time without effort, receiving. Our system knows how to do this. We can perhaps settle back and allow awareness to receive naturally the breath, the body, and hearing. If you're still connecting with the breath, that's fine. This kind of receptive awareness might allow that connection with the breath, but then also aware that other things are happening at the same time, hearing and the breath, body sensations and the breath. Perhaps even recognizing emotions or moods and the breath. Even thoughts can waft through, and the breath. Allowing awareness to receive the human experience, the experiences of body and mind that are already happening right where you are. You could explore, if you haven't already, letting go of any kind of attention or holding to kind of that thread that connects to the breath, and just explore receiving whatever is most obvious in this moment. That might be body sensation, a particular sensation in the foot or hip or face. It might be a broader sense of body, a vibratory energy through the body. It might be hearing or the breath or an emotion, a mood, a feeling. With receptive awareness, we may find that the attention shifts from one experience to another. Sometimes slowly, sometimes as a flow, for a little while hanging out with the breath and body, and then attending to hearing, then back to the body. Sometimes it can feel like a flow of sensations and thoughts and feelings. At other times it can happen more quickly, this shifting. It can feel almost jumpy. Like the attention is rapidly shifting between experience, and that's okay. If that happens, sometimes a settling back and just recognizing lots of changing things are happening. We don't have to track all the different things. Just exploring. Being aware and receiving experience. And of course, the mind will wander. It will get lost. It'll pick up on one of those things that the attention is drawn to. It'll start thinking about it. An image or a thought will arise in the mind and it will catch the attention and will get lost. And at some point, there will be a remembering. You'll remember possibly supported by sitting in silence with your eyes closed, hearing these words. You'll remember about being present again. In that moment, in the receptive awareness practice, there's nothing in particular to come back to. With receptive awareness, when awareness arises, when mindfulness returns, we open to what that experience is. First of all, what is it like for mindfulness to come back? Noticing that moment. It's a great moment. Awareness arises effortlessly in that moment. You didn't have to do it. That's a lovely reminder of what it's like to be aware without trying to be aware. Just awareness appearing. And what is happening in that moment? What is awareness receiving in that moment? Often in that moment, from a return from wandering, the return from the mind being lost in thought, often what's happening in that moment has been shaped by the thoughts that were happening. And so that's useful to be attentive to in that moment. What has been the impact? What has been the effect of thinking on your human system? Sometimes if the mind has been wandering into charged thoughts, thoughts about things you have to do or things that happened that had some challenge to them, what will be shaped, what will have been shaped, is a little bit of a response to those thoughts. Perhaps some of those emotions or feelings related to those things you need to do or the things that happened that were charged. So that is useful to recognize. Just being with receiving the body, receiving the moods, the emotions in that moment. And perhaps if it's supportive, remembering that relaxation supports our capacity to be mindful, to be aware. Sometimes after the mind has wandered off into thought, sometimes the mind kind of more drifts out of the present moment. It just kind of picks up on some thought and it's drifting or floating. And then when we remember, we may not even really have a clear sense of what the thoughts were. They were more dreamlike or random kind of thoughts. But what's the effect? What is the impact? Sometimes I've found when the mind has drifted out of the present moment, if I'm not judging the mind for having gotten lost, that moment when mindfulness returns from that drifting, sometimes there's more ease, more relaxation, more spaciousness in the mind. More ease, more peace. And that's useful to notice if that's what has happened after the mind has wandered. That ease, that peace can also be known. Its effect on the body, the mind. And often there can be a sense of some pleasantness there that supports our willingness to be present. And if it has been supporting you after the mind wanders and you have explored this effect of the wandering on your experience, if it has been supporting you in terms of the receiving to receive the breath again, receive the body in a soft, gentle way that doesn't exclude other experience, but has that perspective of and hearing and the breath, body and the breath, moods, emotions, and the breath. Exploring, receiving the human experience with a perspective or an attitude of allowing, allowing how you are to be just as you are. And sometimes, if there's a perspective or if there's a resistance to what's happening or a wanting to hold on to something that's happening, that too is just another thing happening, and maybe that can be allowed. There's this experience and there's resistance. Oh, that's what's happening. Can that be received? Allowing the non-allowing. Being with your experience. Moment after moment.